Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life podcast. This is Michelle Burkhardt, and I'm your host. Welcome. All right, so I've intentionally taken about a week off. I was not in a recording mood last week. Honestly, there was a lot of paperwork and a lot of helping people. And as many of you know, I am committed to making sure that when I record, I'm in the right energy to do that so that you get the best of me. That's a commitment I have to you. So I want to talk about something today, an experience I had yesterday, and some reflections from this morning. And I will be completely 100% honest with you. I am a little riled up this morning. And so if my passion comes through for this idea, stick with me. Okay? All right. So the title of this episode is Be More Human Together. So yesterday was Easter. I went to church. My daughters asked me to go. I said, absolutely, sure. I have no problem going to church, okay? It might not be my favorite thing at this point in my life. I like other things more than that, but I went. And it was church. It is a traditional Lutheran church. I call it Christmas and Easter is kind of like the services throw everything but the kitchen sink at them. You know, we only got them two times a year, so you know, do everything possible known to man in the service. And so 90 minutes later, you're like, oh my gosh, I got to get out of here. Right. And then at the end they say, hey, we do this every week. And I'm like, let's work on your sales strategy because that might not actually get people to come back. But anyway, that is a whole nother episode. So there was something that happened at the very end of the service. So this group, what they do is they will have announcements, right? And so somebody made an announcement of something or other. Anyway, and then the pastor basically said, you know, tomorrow is April Fool's Day, which is today, April 1st. And I don't remember, it's like National Atheist Day or something. And I don't know who came up with this, but basically he said, because there's a Bible verse that says that the fool says that there is no God. And so basically what has happened is that some Christian organization has made April Fool's Day the day of atheists because they are fools. I wanted to scream. I just wanted to scream. And I did look at my girls and I made sure that I said it in a voice that other people around me could hear. And I said, that's not right. We do not treat people like that. And you know, we had a great conversation, but it just really stuck with me. Now here's the thing that I know, because I know that whenever something hurts my heart like that, I really need to delve down a little bit deeper and figure out why in the world is that hurting. And so this morning it really came to me that, you know, our image of ourself, right? Our image of God, a higher power, whether you have one or not, our image of the world, all of that comes from our environment and our conditioning. So, you know, what did your first family give you? You know, what environment are you in right now? Where are you spending the most amount of time, not just with people, but with what you're reading, what you're being exposed to? You're being conditioned. You know, I think about the, you know, boiling frogs in water to eat them, which, by the way, I don't do. I just use it as an example. But, you know, you boil them over time, and before you know it, they get so used to the water, you know, they're dead. That's what happens in life. You're being conditioned to believe certain things. And unless you expose yourself to different ideas or you're really committed to growing in your awareness, your consciousness level, you're going to get more of the same. Okay? So humanity, I truly believe that we all have divinity or spirit, something higher than us. I don't care what label you use. I really don't. But there is a divinity that's flowing through us. And that divinity is constant. It's fixed. It's stable. That divinity, no matter what your image, your image of yourself and, you know, source and people are, that divinity is pure. Okay, so, you know, one household might grow up in the Jewish faith, another might grow up in, you know, no faith, another might grow up in a form of Christianity. That is different, right? But we all, as human beings, have our humanity and our divinity flowing through us. Now, we fight over our experiences and our labels, but not the truth that we're one, right? Because we all flow from source. We're all divine. We're all one. But when we fight about these things, we're not fighting about the truth, which is that. We're fighting about our experiences and our conditionings. So are we not all humans first, right? We all have faces, eyes, and ears, right? We all have fears. We have hopes. We all have the ability to trust. We all have the capacity for understanding and compassion. We all have this kind of kinship, if you will, of being human. So does my difference or the differences in commitment? So what does that mean? So your differences in your values, your awareness level, your titles, your labels. Does the difference in that destroy that kinship of being human? So if you're having a conversation with someone and you are having a debate, a disagreement, does that mean that either one of you is less human? No, that would be like saying if someone got into a car accident and they had to have their arm amputated, that they're less of a human. That's not true. They might have less of a human body, but they're not less of a human. So one thing that happens is, okay, we all have life, right? And we all have life experiences. So if you're listening to this podcast, guaranteed we've had some of the same experiences, such as, guess what? You were born. You had some sort of people in your early life. You probably went to school, right? There's certain things that I can extrapolate from being a human that you probably have experienced. However, some of those things, like even your family, that's why I didn't say you had a first family, because maybe you didn't, right? You had people, because you wouldn't be alive today if you didn't have people that helped you when you were a baby. But were they family? Were they friends? Were they, you know, the adoption system? I don't know. But the point is you had people. And so when I say, hey, let's talk about that, or let's talk about what happened when you went to school, your experience is going to be very different than mine, right? So we can all say, yes, we've gone to school, but our experience of that is very different. And here's the thing, not to get a little, you know, crazy on you, but your experience, your kind of meta-analysis, if you will, of your experience is very different. Your awareness, right? So some people have done a lot of work, you know, personally, and they have an understanding of their conditioning. Other people, they don't, right? But the point is that we experience things in life, and as we go throughout life, we we fight because our experiences are different. We often say it's because our beliefs are different. I'm right, you're wrong, you know, whatever is truth. But in reality, it's our experience is different. Let me give you some examples. Okay, so how do you experience a rainy day? What do you think about rain? Are you a person that goes out and you turn your face up to the rain and you're like, ah, refreshing? Or are you a person that goes out and you're like, oh, I just gotta, you know, make it from here to the car? How did your, let's say your mother, if we want to use that as an example, how did your mother treat rain? Did she say, let's go out and play in the puddles? Or did she say, oh no, it's raining, don't go outside? How about, okay, this seems interesting, right? But your relationship with spiders, okay? Are you a person that you're like, you know, you will scream as soon as you see it and you have to get rid of them? Or are you a person that gets really excited when you see one? I know people that are both, right? But, or, okay, different work. All right, I've got a friend who's a lawyer and I've got another one who's a doctor. Listen, I love them dearly, but when we get together for lunch, it's hilarious, at least to observe from my perspective. Two very different people, very professional in what they do, very high performing, and they just argue about their work. And I'm like, you guys are comparing apples and oranges. You're having this experience, but it's not the same experience, but you're fighting over it anyway. Now, that's ridiculous, right? Okay, but here's the thing. We do this with the experience of religion. So when you were younger, were you gifted with the experience of religion? Were you gifted with the experience of no religion? Were you gifted with the experience of a religion that is not the normal in your area? Okay, chances are one of those three things has happened. And even that, your experience of that has been very different than other people. So we get around and we fight about it, right? But we're fighting about experiences and your environmental conditioning. I'm hitting this one hard today because I'm coming up to a point here, but I'm going to share a couple more examples. So raising children, do you bottle feed or do you breastfeed? I'm of the particular belief, it doesn't matter, just feed the kid. That's important. Do you, you know, send them to public school or private school? Well, again, there's a lot of choices, a lot of reasons to do one or the other. What form of do you use punishment or discipline, right? There are so many choices. And what we do, and I've seen this time and time again, is parents will get together and they'll fight about their choices and their experiences. Now, chances are you're making choices because you experienced something when you were a kid. So maybe the way that you, discipline is very different than the way that your parents did it because, you know, maybe you realize, oh, my parents, that actually was maybe some form of abuse. So I want to do it differently. And then maybe you choose to discipline a certain way because that actually, it was a really positive thing. And you want to continue to do that. Listen, your experience is influencing your choice. And you're acting that out in your own life. But how ridiculous is that to take that and fight with someone else who has done the same thing? All right, here's another last example and then I'll move on. But I'm hearing this a lot lately. What is your belief around life after death? Is there life after death? Listen, however you answer that, again, is going to come from your environmental conditioning, but you got to make a decision for yourself one way or the other, or not, because that's not one, like, listen, you're going to still live and breathe if you don't make that decision, okay? But when we get together and we're talking with other people and we have a belief of this way or that way, and we're fighting with each other, that's ridiculous. It's the same ridiculousness when we fight over our experience of religion and raising children and life after death as it is your experience of a rainy day or a spider or the different work that you do. We fight instead of finding common ground and trying to understand ourselves and then others. Why? Why do we do this? Well, the big reason is pride. Now, pride is okay if it is used in a constructive way. So when someone has gone through a lot in life, let's say they've, you know, really had some experiences, maybe dealt with victim mentality, rising through shame, blame, judgment, apathy, depression, you know, and they're coming to this place of empowerment. Pride can be a force that pulls them up, right? I see this all the time. Young people coming from disadvantaged situations that join the military. There is an essence or a sense of pride that comes through doing something where you are serving a greater purpose that you've never experienced before. That is awesome and amazing. Now here's the switch. Here is when pride turns to a destructive force. When you turn it into what we call othering. So othering is saying, here is the group of my people, you know, here's, you know, maybe the church that I go to, the branch of government I go to, or even the sense of nationalism, right? My nation. So you've got a group, right? And everyone in the group is in the group and everyone outside of the group is an other. Pride is destructive when you start looking at the people outside your group and attacking them or feel that you need to defend from them. And this is a source of a lot of our issues today. So again, it's kind of like saying, you know, my experience with spiders and everyone like me is in my in-group and everyone who has a different experience is on the out-group. Okay. That alone, I feel like I could do a lot more teaching on, but I'm going to kind of try to wrap this up because I see our time. So what is the fix, right? Which, you know, that's loosely, I'm kind of giving air quotes here, the fix. Well, the first thing is that we have to recognize that it's a major challenge to really meet another human, okay? To be fully present without assumptions, to be in the present moment and not bring the past into it or even the future. And it's the most important work and service that you'll ever do. I guarantee you, I don't care what your work is, but that right there, meeting another person, that's important. And it's really difficult and challenging to remain what we call sovereign. So you're in charge of your thoughts and your feelings, your values and your beliefs. Like, I'm not going to tell you what to believe ever, you know that. But you have to believe in something and you get to be in charge of that, right? You're sovereign. But you also have to allow other people to do the same. Okay. Let's say we have two kingdoms and one kingdom loves spiders and the other one doesn't. Like, we don't get to fight each other because our views of spiders are different. But now apply all those other examples that I shared earlier. Right. And then another thing to think about is finding your shared humanity. Okay. And common ground. Okay, so we're all the same. We all have source, that's the term I use, source divinity flowing through us. We have this life force that's flowing through us. And guess what? Just because we're a nature of being human, we're all looking for love. We want to be seen, heard, valued, noticed. Okay, that is the common human situation. So let me just ask you this, and I really want this question to kind of reverberate through your mind. What would the world be like if we shared our experience with others and were held, noticed, and valued, and did that in return for them? What would it be like if we were to cooperate instead of fight? To be our noble selves and to let others be the same. In essence, to experience the reins of life in the way that you want without someone telling you to do it different. That's really what I want you to focus on today, okay? Just really thinking about how can we move from fighting to cooperating more? How can we get to that place of common ground? How can I get to the place where I'm actually going to see another person? And now here's the thing. Almost 100% of you, you're going to need to practice this. This is not something that necessarily comes naturally. If you were blessed and privileged as a child, you had people who were modeling this for you. You know, it was caught, not taught. One thing I know as I've gone throughout my professional experience is I could teach you all kinds of things about communication, relationship building, personality styles. I can, you know, come into your staff meeting and help you run a good meeting. And, you know, honestly, I'm not a therapist, but I could do that, especially in a work situation. But you got to learn those skills for yourself. And so we are doing something brand new. This is a practice I've been starting. I started it a couple years ago, actually. I've been instituting it in a lot of the different things I do for work. I'm jumping out into the larger sphere, though, and I really want to provide this experience with a larger group of people and hopefully to get to the place where it becomes a natural, normal thing. Where we're doing this kind of experience regularly. So basically, we are doing a Zoom on Thursday, April 25th from, I believe it's 7 to 8:30 p.m. I'll put the information in the episode description so you can grab that. Just a quick little Zoom link. It is free. It is open to anybody and everybody. Okay, I have the capacity to take 10,000 people on my Zoom. So we have plenty of room. But basically what we're going to do, I'm not going to describe the how of what we're doing, but I'm going to create an experience where you are seen, heard, noticed, valued, and loved. And you do that for others. And you do it in a very simple way. It's a very simple structure. This is a practice we call circling. So basically, circling is the hardest thing to explain and the easiest thing to do. And so if you're really looking to connect with yourself more, so to really understand, so we find that empaths who kind of collect everybody's emotions really enjoy this because they can practice with feeling what is mine and what is not. So if you need that, this is a Zoom for you. If you maybe are not as in touch with your feelings and you want to try that out, this is for you. If you'd like to be in a room of diverse people sharing various different experiences, come and join us. If you would like to practice some very simple skills that you can use in your personal and professional life to connect with other people, this is absolutely a Zoom for you, okay? So I'll tell you more about it as we go along. But in essence, I'm going to create some safe space for you, give you very simple guidelines that everybody is committed to. And I'm sure the group is going to be a group of people who are open-hearted, open-minded, ready to just connect and relate with others. The biggest thing here is there will be no teaching. So we are not recording it. This is just people relating with people. There will be no teaching. There will be no selling. There will be no networking. There will be no fixing. Okay, that is not what we're doing. We are just relating to people. And so I hope you will join us. Please reach out and let me know if you have any questions. Again, that Zoom link will be in the description. Grab it, and hopefully I'll see you in a few weeks. All right, so with that, I release you into the wild. Go forth and prosper. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you next time. All right, bye-bye.